Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today, we're going to be talking about some raisings.
Of Dion.
Yeah. Alright, time for jokes. Trev, you got one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why doesn't anybody like to do homework? Because it takes Dion.
No. That one was terrible. Okay, I got one. What did the friend say to the other friend that was invisible?
What?
I like you. I feel like you're very transparent with me.
Time for our favorite lines. Talix, do you have any?
Yeah, I got one. Wait, are you stalking me? No, I'm stalking this knowledge and education. What about you, Trev?
Let's see. Mom, help! I can't find my pencil sock.
All right, Trev, now it's time for the MVP. Who do you have as your MVP in raising Dion?
Nicole Warren.
Okay. And why is that?
Because she lost her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finds out that her son can move things.
Right.
With his mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's concerning.
True.
Also, something else, that I want to say about Nicole is that she lost her job and she was still finding interviews and actually raising Dion.
Okay, so she was doing the brunt of the work, so okay.
And stayed calm under a lot of pressure most
right.
of the time.
That's true. I would say that the MVP for me is Mark Warren. Now, yes, he was dead for most of the movie.
All of it.
Yeah, he's all right, so pretty much dead all of the series. But he did a lot of crucial work. Number one, he had all the files and information that they had, that they needed in the lockbox that he had. Number two, as a spirit, he kind of came back and warned them to kind of get away from the area so that Storm wouldn't get them, right? Number three, in the end, the last little fight, he kind of helped out Dion when he broke through the middle and disrupted the Storm for a little bit. And number four, he gave Dion a warning for the future to say that matter can't, just energy can't be destroyed. So, in essence, he did a lot of stuff. True enough, Nicole, I think, is a top-tier MVP in this movie. She's done a great job with things. But I really think that Mark also was an MVP in this movie. All right, so since we kind of bringing back the MVL for some other shows and stuff like that, let's bring it back for this one. Who's the most valuable loser in this particular show?
Chris.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one, because Chris was a jerk. And sometimes, you know, the popular kid ends up being a jerk, but he was rude, he was mean, and I think he kind of showed a good example of the person that you don't even really want to be, right?
Yes. I do think that. But at the same time, he was the person who kind of pushed Jonathan a little bit, so he could almost become friends with Esperanza and Dion.
But was it a push, or was it just he was ridiculing them and he made him go away? Like, I don't really want to give him positive points for that, because I think it's a negative thing that he did.
Okay.
Now, also, on the topic of MVLs, we're talking about Most Valuable Loser. We got to add the main man, Knick Knack, Patty Whack, Patrick Pat. Is the most valuable loser to me, because number one, you killed your best friend. Number two, You was go try to kill your best friend's wife. Number three, you was go try to use Dion, which was probably go kill him to try to satisfy your own needs and stuff like that. It's just like, and you were really being overstepping your boundaries. Like when other people say, hey man, chill out, he was overstepping his boundaries all the time, even from the very first episode. So I think that Pat is the most valuable loser in this movie. All right, so what's the favorite costume that we have?
The Crooked Man.
That was an excellent design. What about it did you like?
That he was big, tall, made of lightning. We're looking at a high-class Zeus on Earth.
Okay. Okay. My favorite one, I forget the character's name, but he was like the office manager at the dance studio.
Kwame,
with the suit that he had on, with the lapel and stuff like that. That was a pretty awesome suit and everything like that, so I thought that was pretty great.
Now it's time for our favorite settings. Talix, what's yours?
My favorite setting was the lake house. I really liked the lake house because it reminded me of just kind of like growing back up at home. As well as you can go fishing. And who doesn't like to go fishing? That's an awesome place. What about you, Trev?
You stole mine.
Because it was a great place. I mean, a lot of the situations that happened in the movie happened there. And it was really a great setup. Really. And it actually had history because the granddad had built it there too. So it was really awesome. All right, so now, what was your favorite scene, Trev?
Well, going back to the cabin, I liked the scene where Dion lifted up pretty much all of the fish in the lake.
You know, I totally agree on that one. I think that that was my favorite scene, too, like where he lifted the fish out of the lake, and then he was just like, so, well, they need water, and then he lifted the orbs of water up for them to have. And then they were just kind of like floating and some of them kind of ran together and stuff like that. I thought it was pretty cool. That was pretty good effects too. That was really great visual effects. So I like that a lot. All right, now time for That Didn't Make No Sense. So what part of this show, which part of this show didn't make any sense to you?
When Pat decided to go into the kid's body at the end, I didn't think that made any sense. Because, yes, he's a mind reader. He picked something hard for Dion to stop him. But it would have been a lot harder for Dion to stop him if he was in Nicole's body. Because Dion would not hurt his mom.
Okay.
At all. So there would be
But I think that the energy, the thing can't see regular people. It can only see the people that have like powers. So that might be one reason. Now,
why didn't he go into Dion's body then?
Probably because he ain't strong enough. I mean, if he wasn't strong enough with the lightning body, just being a little bitty cloud definitely ain't strong enough to get him right. What didn't make sense to me was, why did the cloud need to absorb other people? You know, like is the cloud what caused, like, was the cloud on the meteor and that's what caused all the people to get their powers? And it's like it has to create people with powers to absorb the powers or something like that. Like, I don't know. Like, what is it?
And why did Pat not get actual good powers that wasn't killing him?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. It didn't really make sense, but I guess you got to have a villain, so, you know, that's what it is.
Now it's time to discuss things that we thought were funny. Talix, do you have anything?
Okay, the thing I thought was really funny, or it was a scene at the end where they're trying to basically say what they're going to do, to try to fight Pat at the end, and they're just like, so yeah, we're gonna use a whole bunch of coolant and pump it into the air, and just so we can kind of like dissipate the clouds and stuff. And then Nicole's like, so wait a second, isn't that Dion's project? And she was like, yeah, but we thought about it first. So that was funny to me.
Something that I thought was funny was how a grown man, Pat, was playing a little kid's game, Reptile Repo.
Yeah, he was playing Reptile Repo. But then again, sometimes kids' games be fun, man. Mm-hmm. They really be fun. All right, so what's something that you felt was smart within the movie, or show, rather?
Something I thought and felt was smart was how Nicole thought of a lightning rod at the end.
Right.
To defeat the Crooked Man.
Right. And I thought it was pretty smart for the team to come up with the way to try to fight the cloud, you know, to try to cool it, to try to change the temperature within the air and dissipate it. I thought that was really smart.
I know that was smart. But I'm just going to throw in something that I thought was dumb.
Okay.
Jonathan, he thought staying where he was, shooting that thing up in the air, was going to do anything. You're not high enough.
Yeah, he's not high enough, but he was trying. You got to give it to him. He was trying. Wait, I actually got somebody. Now, we're going to do this extra little pin on this. It's going to be kind of an added MVL in the movie. And the person is more of a loser than even Pat that I picked in the first place or whatever, right? Ooh. So the MVL of the actual whole entire series is the principal. Because he was really just rude to Dion because Dion was black, and that wasn't cool. Dion was just as smart. Dion didn't even do anything, and in fact, Jonathan actually stole the watch. And the principal was going to suspend him for literally no reason other than he thought that Dion was a bad kid just because he was black. And I thought that was something that was not fair. And I don't think that it's a situation to where you should have somebody that has those viewpoints, you know, working with kids, because you're putting impressions on kids to have them feel the same way, which that is not fair. Everybody's equal, and we should all treat each other in such a way. And he was the only person that was just like, even though Pat was killing people, he was just spitefully wrong as well. Now, was there anything within the movie that you saw that you were just like, man, I need that?
Yes.
What's that?
I need invisibility.
Invisibility is pretty awesome. It is pretty awesome. I think that I want one of those tech vans that has all the computers and stuff like that in it. So that way, if I need to do some paperwork, I can just get in my van, just go park at a parking lot somewhere and type it up right there. It's instant being able to get everything done that I needed to get done.
Or if I was Dion, that would be a lot more points. I'm getting my Reptile Repo.
Oh, yes, that's definitely going to be a good gaming system as well.
Stockpile!
I can imagine that they have a great computer in there for gaming. All right, so now it's time for our debate. So who was really the biggest hero or the chosen one in this particular series? Was it Dion or was it Mark?
I'm actually going to choose Dion.
Really?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because Dion, he was able to use like a whole bunch of powers, and he was actually able to master them when he was young.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I wouldn't say master, but he's gotten better at them. Now, the person who he got the powers from was Mark. Mark could do the teleportation. Mark could become intangible. So imagine being able to not get hit at all. It's just like your Mirio. So come on now. We know we love us some Lou Million over here. So really, you're going to tell me that Dion is better? I mean, yes, true enough, Dion had a better control over his powers, but he had a lot more time to do the training and stuff like that. Mark, on the other hand, I feel could have been, if not stronger, in that situation.
More time to train it. Mark had years.
He didn't have years.
Yes, he did. It happened in 2010. That event happened 2010.
Yeah, the event happened in 2010, but that don't mean all the powers started manifesting at that time. The powers could have manifested later.
Still, Dion had a couple of days.
Dion's had more than a couple of days. It's been like a whole school year that they've been working on those projects.
That doesn't make any sense either.
See? It takes time to work on that stuff. So he's had about a year, and he's had other people that knew how to do the stuff with training that came from people like Mark, who's been doing the stuff in the first place to kind of give him a heads up on how to do the stuff. So with him having that thing in place, Mark was able to do the things that he needed to do and to put all the stuff into place to get the job done. Mark with the brains and the power getting the job done.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And even, like, this man has even been dissected and disintegrated and still found a way to get out of there.
It was pretty much useless.
Nah, not at all. Now, Dion did do his thing. He did do a great job of fighting against the Crooked Man at the end, but I'm just saying, Mark's intervention was the one that came through.
He is the chosen one. Hands down.
He has a lot of powers, but that doesn't mean that Mark doesn't have those same powers. So I don't think he has to necessarily be the chosen one.
He beat the Crooked Man. All the other people with powers.
The Crooked Man with a lot of help.
A lot of help. Just that lightning rod.
Yes, by being able to channel all the power through it. So if it was the same thing to where Charlotte was able to channel her powers through it, it would get the same effect. Because Charlotte was much better at using lightning.
Exactly.
So if she had the lightning rod to be able to amplify her powers as well, it would have been a different story.
Amplify powers.
Look, man, I think that a lot of the people had different skills that could have been utilized in different ways. I just think that for this particular situation, Dion's matched up the best, but I don't think that that makes him the chosen one. I think that Mark probably had a similar power set, and with him being an adult, he probably could draw out more of his powers.
But that's with him being an adult. If they were both kids or both adults, this would be something totally different.
It would be, and I still think that Mark would pull off. Mark's one of those kids, like, and as you've seen, Mark is a super smart kid, so I think he would have been able to figure out pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. 10 points to Gryffindor.
What?
So, let us know who you thought won the argument. Hit us up at herotalktt@gmail.com, and we'll move on to the next segment. Okay, so now it's time for a thread. And I think that the thread that I saw within this particular show was that it takes a lot of people working together to get anything done. And I think that once you become the greedy person and try to take everything for yourself, then you end up messing it up for everybody else. Even if you don't mean to intend to hurt other people, then you kind of end up doing it anyway. So the best thing to do in any given situation is to kind of work together with other people to try to make sure that we can get the job done, because I'm pretty sure that people could have come up with a solution to nullify the situation with the Crooked Man had Pat not been so possessive or so rude or so condescending in trying to control other people. And the same thing with the principal. If he had not been such a rude person or such a mean person or such a close-minded person, he'd have been able to have a better grasp of what he needed to be as a principal, especially in an urban neighborhood. So, work together. Let's keep this thing going.
Now it's time for super upgrades. You want to know mine?
Sure, what is it?
nothing.
I agree. I pretty much liked the way that the movie went. I thought that the acting was great. I thought the settings were great. I thought the people within it were great. And I thought that, you know, they did a great job on every single thing within the movie. And we wanted to do a special shout out to Esperanza because she was super awesome throughout the movie as well. So no need for an upgrade. We really love it as we are, which is probably going to spoil our rating. Actually, let's just go ahead and jump into rate it or hate it. Okay, out of 5 energy orbs, 0 to 5, what do you give Raising Dion?
5.
Oh, yes, we give it a 5. Double fives because it was awesome. It had it all. It had heart. It had humor. It had great special effects. Special effects better than a lot of these movies that we're seeing coming out. And it's just awesome. The story was great. The powers were great. And it was just a fun adventure with a lot of things kind of going on. So I enjoyed it, and it was really fun.
Yes. Now it's time for fun facts that we know about this show. Let's dive in, or should I say dip in. You know that show Gravity Falls, created by Alex Hurst? Well, the person who played Pat voiced the character Dipper, which was Jason Ritter.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I would say that a fun fact of the movie is that it has a lot of allegories to different other movies and stuff like that. Just kind of like the superhero origin stories, and it kind of talked about a lot of different things, and it kind of drew from a lot of different comic books, lores, and different things like that. Now, one of the things that I thought was the most interesting thing was the setups for it to tell you that Pat was the bad guy. Because think about it, if you look at different situations with Pat, okay, a lot of the t-shirts he's wearing gives away the information. Like, he wears like NASA t-shirts, which is basically like saying space, outer space, and he wore t-shirts with bad guys on it, i.e. Jason Voorhees. He wore a Jason t-shirt, which to let you know he was the killer from outer space. So isn't that awesome? And then one of the things that I thought was pretty cool was it was a throwback to an older movie, which was an excellent movie, but you ain't gonna see it until you're older, is the movie called The Thing. He had a Thing poster at the time to where he was being the antagonist, and it was just like, The Thing is like a story about people when you can't figure out who the antagonist is. So it's just, that was pretty cool. I thought that was a fun fact.
Something else I noticed that connect to Gravity Falls is that I remember he was talking and he said something talking about riddles and mysteries, which was giving himself away, because the mystery was who was the storm, and coming from him, he already knows what it is.
That's a pretty good one. Also, there's a lot of links to different movies. If we're talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, we're talking about a couple of people who include Michael B. Jordan. So Michael B. Jordan, Human Torch in the Fantastic Four. Eric Killmonger in Black Panther, and I forget the name of the movie, but there was another movie in which he had powers in which they came upon an alien rock, and he developed superpowers too. So it's been a lot of different situations where Michael B. Jordan has been like a hero, and so I think, well, a villain too, but being a hero, so I thought that was pretty cool. All right, so far as news, we're going to do us a special Black History episode talking about Black heroes coming up in the next couple of weeks, so be on the lookout for that. We've got plenty of other things that we're going to be trying to work on. I think we're going to be trying to put in our purchase order for our first setup for the Saiyan armor that we're going to be trying to work on this year, so I think that's going to be kind of cool. Is there anything else you got so far as news, Trev?
News. We are still on YouTube.
Yes, most definitely check us out on YouTube. The links are in the description for everything, not only for our YouTube, but for our shop, which is at teesprings.com, which is, you know, just look up Hero Talking. It's in the description as well. Hit us up on Instagram at HeroTalkTT. Hit us up on Twitter at HeroTalk1. Hit us up at email with HeroTalkTT@gmail.com. Hey, this has been a fun show. I thought the show was going to be just a little bit of just kind of a fun situation where you kind of watch it, but it turned out to be a great adventure, and we really loved it and really had fun with it. So we just had to do an episode on it. As soon as we finished and we just looked at each other, we were just like, yeah, we've got to do this episode. So as you can tell, we're super happy and excited about it. And so we're glad to be able to share that with you. And we thank you very much for being with us. Because this has been Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
Because when there's a hero,
we talk.